Dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Robertson, November 1375, address as a letter, Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up for Mr. Robertson. History of prostatitis, sepsis, and acute renal failure. Last visit was December 2023. Back with symptoms of prostatitis, some discomfort perineal. Was given Cipro twice a day for 2 weeks, presently on Bactrim. Originally plans for 2 more weeks. Denies fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Has a chronic lower back pain, but not projected to the kidney. Recent problems of gout. Other review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the lisinopril. He is now on testosterone shots for hypogonadism. Diabetes on Trulicity, added Farxiga. Diabetes apparently fairly well controlled. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 183. Blood pressure 130-189. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no lumbar tenderness, no abdominal discomfort, no ascites, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from September, creatinine 1.19, better than 2 years ago at the time of sepsis 1.8, but above baseline between 1 and 1.1. There is a low sodium concentration, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, minor increase of phosphorus, prior high hemoglobin, around 18-19, with a hematocrit 57. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Symptoms of prostatitis. As far as I know, urine culture remains negative. No evidence of sepsis. Used to follow with Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. We discussed about prostatitis, the effect of medications, difficult to concentrate on the prostate. Treatment sometimes needs to be prolonged. Sometimes 6 weeks, 8 weeks or longer. Needs to follow with urologists. Farxiga, given the present condition, would not be the best option because of the urinary tract infection. There is a change of kidney function likely representing the exposure to Bactrim with a normal potassium. Continue alternative diabetes management, tolerating lisinopril, prior urine sample no proteinuria. Hypogonadism on replacement. We discussed that testosterone, of course, makes the prostate enlargement worse, although at this moment there is no symptoms for urinary obstruction and no major nocturia or decreased urinary flow. He's not ready to discontinue testosterone as he's using it for his hypogonadism. He has polycythemia, although not symptomatic. I'm not sure if he has ever been tested for hypoventilation, sleep apnea, he is not a smoker or prior exposure. I called your office about stopping Farxiga. He needs to be referred to urologist and extending antibiotic coverage for 1 or 2 more weeks as originally planned. Plan to see him back on the next 9 months, end of dictation.